Coach podcast. I've done it again. Episode number, let me check, 65. 65. It is the 29th of August here. And yeah, 29th of August. I actually can't believe it's nearly the end of August already. I feel like it was the new year 5 minutes ago. A bit of a dreich day in here in Scotland, but it is what it is, as they say. So yeah, this week has been a bit of a mad one, if I'm being totally honest, in a beautiful way. On Monday, I went to I can't even pronounce it properly, Temazcal, which is a sweat lodge, very, very spiritual, out in the woods, next to water, fire, earth. And yeah, it was a very, very unique experience, but beautiful, beautiful experience. And yeah, I suppose this last wee while has taught me that actually healing and growth and development is never ending. And I already knew that, but probably not to the extent. The reason I went to this Temazcal thing was because, well, I was just drawn to it. So I had that intuition, and listening to your intuition is really, really crucial for your growth and for your development, and also just for your life. I think sometimes we, because of what has shaped us, we sometimes poo-poo our intuition and don't listen to it and go with kind of logical thinking or what you should and quote unquote do or whatever. But see, when you really can tap into your intuition, it literally changes your life in the sense that it allows you to just be true to you and be true to yourself and feel the things you need to feel and recognize what's good for you and recognize what's not good for you. Now, most of yous know that I have, if you've listened to my podcast before, I have endometriosis, or I've been diagnosed with endometriosis. Now, I don't really like attaching things to myself like that, because I think there's more to it, if I'm being totally honest. I believe that I've got trapped trauma in my pelvis. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But I have been through the whole medical model, and I had all sorts of operations. I've had lots of kind of operations in that area as well, which also would create like scar tissue and stuff like that. And I have done so many different things to kind of heal myself as much as I can. And I'm always exploring and always looking for something else. So having been through all the medical stuff, they, apart from diagnosing me with endometriosis, basically you kind of either take me this medication, which is effectively a antidepressant medication and very addictive, or that's it, nothing we can do. So, which is obviously quite frustrating, but at the same time, I'm like, no, I don't want to, similar to any sort of stuff that I talked about before, I don't want to plaster over a problem. I want to get to the root of the problem. So, I have done acupuncture, I have done Reiki, I have done therapy, I have done, what else? We've done a womb healing, we've done this Temazcal, we've done, oh my goodness, there's so many sound baths. There's going to be so much more, but I can't even think off the top of my head. Just for release and for, and every time I'm at these things, my intention is to release, to release, to release. We're still not quite there yet, but I am adamant that I will get there. So I suppose this podcast, I kind of came on today and I was like, I don't even know what I want to talk about. And I just kind of went with the flow. So it's probably going to be a bit of a mishmash. But my message today is more like, know yourself, know your body, and also know that healing and growth and development, so it's not just about healing, it's about growth, it's about development. It's never ending. There's no glass ceiling. There's not like a top deck. There's not, it's like, it's a continuous evolution of yourself, which is really, really magical and really, really incredible and really beautiful that you can continue to evolve like that. You have unlimited potential as a human being on this earth. You have unlimited potential. And so many of us just stay in this box of the shoulds or of the this is enough for me. And I'm not talking monetary. I'm very much not that type of person. I'm just like success for me isn't having £1 million in the bank. Success for me is being happy and having peace and having freedom and having joy in my life. Equally though, like you need to live. But that's not what it's all about. It's about, and it's also about sharing knowledge and sharing wisdom and sharing passions and knowing that you're here for a purpose. And my purpose is getting really, really clear. The kind of further on I go, and it's getting more and more clear as the kind of time goes on. And for a long time I was frustrated in this. I know that I want to do this, but I don't really know how and da, 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 da. What does that look like? And I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And just allowing everything to just be has been a massive thing for me. And listening to that intuition, listening to like that kind of gut, like second brain, what am I guided to? What am I guided away from? Like your body is an energy source, it'll feel what it feels, and we as adults have kind of cut that off a wee bit. I think when you're a child, you've got really good intuition. Like if you don't take to somebody, it's really, really obvious, and then you get told that you're rude or whatever, or you know what you like, and you know what you don't like as a young child. But life just kind of sometimes stamps it out of you. And so it's almost like when you're doing all this growth and this healing, it's like you're coming back to yourself a wee bit. You're coming back to your authenticity and back to who you are at your core. And it's a really beautiful process. It's not linear, like it goes up and down and round about, but it's beautiful in the sense that you're ever discovering, you're ever evolving, you're ever reaching new levels and seeing new things and opening up your eyes to new things and connecting with new people and connecting with different things that might or might not light you up, and the only way to know is whether it is to go ahead and try. So, like this thing that I went to Monday, I had no idea what it was, and zero zilch. I just was drawn to book it, and I literally had no idea what I was going to get into, and it's incredible because it was actually really beautiful, and I connected with so many beautiful souls. And in that space is so grateful. Everybody is so grateful and so authentic and so raw and so real. And grateful for like the simplest things, grateful for life, grateful for each other, grateful for, and it's a beautiful space to be in. It's a beautiful energy to be in. So I suppose this podcast is a bit of a mishmash, as I said, but this episode's about listening to your intuition, being allowing yourself to be drawn to what you are actually naturally drawn to, and stop worrying about what other people might think, like your circle of friends, your family, whatever. Stop worrying about what other people think and do what's right for you, because see, at the end of the day, you're the only person that has to live for yourself 24/7. You're the only person that knows deep down what you really, really, truly want and what you desire and what you are called for. So why does it matter what anybody else thinks? The fear of the unknown is another one. Like sometimes you're like even like one of these mad things, like people say to me, I can't believe you've got these things yourself, like that's dangerous, whatever. It's no more dangerous than walking across the road. So yeah, I am being very guided by my intuition, and people don't get that, and that's okay. Because this is my life, and this is my journey, and this is my path, and I want my mind to be as incredible without regrets as I possibly can be. And that's got to be one of the biggest things in life, is like having those regrets. Nobody wants to be wishing they could go back and change things. the past in the past. I'm going to move forward, and there'll come a time where there's no more forward, and you don't want to be sitting with regrets. So go with your intuition, whether that in a spiritual practice, whether that be with work, whether that be with relationships, whether that be with whatever you're called to in your life. Go with your intuition, and it will serve you the most, because it's what you're guided to do, and what you're meant to do, and what you're here for. So I hope that served you well. Bit of a mishmash this week, but I think it's important to really recognize that intuition is so important. Knowing your body, knowing your mind, knowing your soul is so important. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you again next week.